The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Is my mic open? Yeah. It's a mellow start to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. What do you got? Is that Isaac Hayes in the background or Super Don?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Super D. Just getting in the mood here.
You are in the mood. You get a crunchy granola, sweet that microphone if you're not careful. Whatever the
It was that music. I just wanted to get close and personal with
that's
it.
That's not music. That's Muzak.
Oh.
What is that? That's the most unusual start to the Robert Scott Bell Show we've had in a long time. I blame I.G. Farben. Let's go back to Nazi Germany, World War II. The Tribeca Film Festival.
We are just mellow today with that intro, man.
I know. You know, think about it. All the emotion and the intensity of the last few days, you know, starting last week, end of the week, with the Tribeca Film Festival, the excitement. Oh, yeah, Robert De Niro's on our side, and it's going to air. You know, Vaxxed is going to air. And then, you know, you go to the great depths over Saturday. Oh, no, they pulled the plug. And Sunday, of course, we had a great, great show on the subject matter. And then yesterday with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And blasting around the world of SoundCloud. Tonight, we're going to even up it if we can. Professor Brian Hooker, Ph.D., featured in the film Vaxxed, is going to join us in a little while, and we'll talk about what is the big scary in that film that has the, well, for lack of a better way of saying this, the demon spawn of I.G. Farben, World War II, Nazi Germany era, pharmaceutical chemical conglomerates, broken up into little baby pharmas. And they still exist today, and they still influence planet Earth. They're still working their agenda of depopulation. It's just not as out into the open, and they've got you duped. No, not Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, but the rest of the world duped to make you believe that, we really whooped the Nazis' ass. I said it. Yep, we did it. We got them. They're done. Except that, you know how many Nazi scientists were secretly brought into the United States and were hired and given money, taxpayer money, to continue the work that they did in evil in that era? Yeah, it happened. Not only in rocketry, but in medicine especially. And this is what we're finding now, a link, yes, a lineage, from the Tribeca Film Festival all the way back there. And we're going to cover it a bit tonight before we go into what Brian Hooker is going to reveal about what is so shocking that it had to be, for lack of a better word, censored from the Tribeca Film Festival. And I know, Super D, if we're going to be sticklers about the words, and I acknowledge that too, it isn't officially censored. There was pressure brought to bear on Robert De Niro, big time. And the question was, where might it be coming from? And I think we were first out of the gate on Sunday in representing or recognizing that it was this Sloan connection. Right? We said Sloan Kettering, the Sloan Foundation.
Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
Alfred E. Newman Sloan Foundation. Yes. Yeah. And, of course, Mike Adams took it, ran with it, as I shall say, as well as Celia Farber from The Truth Barrier. Absolutely wonderful what she did. And, in fact, I'm going to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, we've got Celia Farber lined up. We've got quite a lineup covering this event. And it is censorship, ultimately, Super Don. I know. The critics of this show and the skeptics, et cetera, it's not censored. They had a right to talk to why. They're private. Yeah, okay, I know that.
Do you realize you're arguing with me and I haven't even said anything?
No, I'm arguing with myself. You see the things that happened before the show even begins.
It was a discussion that we had before the show.
Yeah, it was. Yes. That was all. And Super D always
defensive and stuff.
No. You're good though. I mean, you think in those terms. Yeah. If we're putting a message out there, immediately you're going to go to the worst common denominator and go, "What are the skeptics going to think?" Not that we care necessarily, but we recognize that there are those that might still be swayed by that level of illogic. And what are those things that are cognitive dissonance scenarios that play themselves out? They like to call them logical fallacies, but they embrace them regularly and readily when it comes to attacking us, those of us who have stopped consuming the syringe-laden toxic Kool-Aid of the vaccine industrial complex. And this is what is so shocking, if you will, about modern-day censorship, even though you could argue it's not officially censorship. But I'm telling you, when corporate sponsors come to bear on a show or an event, and they say, you can't cover something, you can't reveal something, you can't talk about something. In other words, how do you want to define it if not in the family of the word definition of censorship? Now, you think about the mainstream media and the funneling of funds by a big pharma on the network news cycle. Half of the ads, at least, are pharmaceutical drugs. Daytime television, half of the ads, pharmaceutical drugs. The other half might be a little bit of beer, a little bit automobiles, throw a few other things in there, but for the most part, it's drugs. And the vaccines, they really don't have to advertise because they have their marketing arm. And it's paid for by taxpayer funds. It's called the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC&P. You know the CDC. They are the de facto marketing arm of the vaccine industrial complex. They buy them up. They market them. They send them through health departments. And you've got the government promoting your product in a monopoly where nothing else is allowed to be uttered that could be competition to it. I will talk homeoprophylaxis. I have before. I'll do it again. We're going to get Silhouette Cut on, hopefully Friday, for Detoxify Friday bonus time. And we'll talk about other options for preventing disease, the things that they claim they want to do with vaccinations. As you heard yesterday from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, efficacy with a vaccine is not prevention of disease. It's the manifestation of a measurable antibody response. That's it. It doesn't mean you won't get the disease, but that's enough. And there haven't been double-blind, placebo-controlled, multi-center crossover trials to prove safety or efficacy alone or in concert with other vaccines. Only the hopeful holy grail of synthetic chemistry injected for the most part. Flonase, you can inhale it into your sinuses if you're going that way with the flu vaccine. But the holy grail is the antibody response. Never mind that it is not sufficient to prevent the disease from actually occurring, which you'd think that would be the goal, but that's not the goal. And what the real goal turns out it could be is the underground subterfuge of that evil Nazi medicine that supposedly went away after we defeated Germany and the Axis powers in World War II. And you begin to see the links of the Sloan Foundation all the way back to that era. Alfred P. Sloan, a Nazi collaborator and eugenics depopulation promoter. Now, I'm sure this is going to make everybody apoplectic, because anytime you bring up Nazis, remember when I said and called out Jon Stewart when he was with The Daily Show for promoting Nazi-like tactics against wealthy Jewish liberals in Marin County, because they were not vaccinating their children. He said they're coasting off the herd immunity of others. John Stewart's not a stupid man, but he has basically bought the religious line that the jury is no longer out, the science is settled, and no questions can ever be asked again about the entire issue of vaccination. And that is the great danger here to the Sloan Foundation, which actually has links to vaccine technology, to vaccine patents, to profiting from vaccines, and the end result of a fully vaccinated population, lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical drugs because of the chronic diseases that are the result. As I've given and granted vaccination, this, that it may, in fact, suppress the expression of normally occurring childhood diseases. But that is not the same as preventing disease, and it is not the same as strengthening immunity in the way normal interaction with the biological world, well, the results of that, the strength and immunity, the healthier children that I see that are never vaccinated, or the least vaccinated among us. You may say that it's anecdotal. I don't care if that's all it is, because ultimately, all healing is anecdotal. All disease occurrence is ultimately anecdotal self-reporting. Now, you may say, well, we took a PCR test and we found in that needle of a needle in the haystack evidence that there was some virus, HPV, there 20, 30 years earlier. And now you have cancer, cervical cancer. But that is not evidence of causation. For causation to occur, it would have to be there in quantity, significant quantity, and it would have to be there every time there was a case of cervical cancer. Much like Zika's reference and relationship to microcephaly. Did they find it in 10% of the cases, if that? So if 90% of the cases of microcephaly had no evidence of any Zika virus, how is it possibly the cause of microcephaly? Now, is it possible they could find a link that could prove it in those 10% cases? Okay, maybe. But for the most part, at this moment, those with integrity within the scientific realm have said, no, Zika virus, there's no evidence that it actually causes microcephaly. As is, there's no evidence that vaccines actually prevent disease. You can point in some cases for the development of an antibody. Okay, happy day, happy news for you. Not happy for people that understand more natural ways of moving about the Earth cabin. Of course, that's a fallacy to our Skepduck fans. We're probably not really fans of this message. But this is the kind of thing they don't want you to hear because it breaks the cycle of immunologically deficient mind control by the vaccine establishment. What was so terrible? What is so terrible and dangerous in Vaxxed, the movie? All the way on the road to catastrophe. We're going to find out from Brian Hooker what it is. I'll hint at it. The fact that this is not a film about being pro or anti-vaccination. But perhaps the fact that this tears down and makes human that sacrosanct sense institution that I insult with regularity and aplomb here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the CDC. That they are rife with corruption, that they have altered scientific data before publication to alter what the data says and what the publication ultimately says. And these are the things we are going to learn more about as we continue here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this very evening. I'm glad y'all are here. RobertScottBell.com. Captain Morgan has put the show notes up. We've got a lot of healing to do. We've got advanced medicine a little later because Dr. Vitar will be with us.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Brian Hooker coming up, bottom of the hour. We got some, obviously, more news on Vax, the movie banned by Tribeca Film Festival, if I can say that. Also, advanced medicine a little later. Hey, Las Vegas, here I come. Call Jerry Doyle. Super Don, you got to call JD. I'm going to go to Vegas in the middle of the 110 degrees in the shade season. August,
oh,
I believe.
Best yeah. time of the year.
26th, 27th, 28th. Yeah, well, the hotels are like $39 a night. Unbelievable. But, American Naturopathic Medical Association has invited me to speak on their main program and keynote their luncheon. So I've got a couple of things I'll be doing there, and we're going to put together a trip. So Las Vegas, here I come. JD, I'll be seeing you, my friend. Unlock the Power to Heal, latest edition is out. Dedication to JD added into this edition because he's been such a great supporter of the information contained within it. Appreciate that. And I'm going to do the unthinkable now. I am actually going to do the unthinkable because, I let the CDC have it anytime I get an opportunity to do so because I think they're a deserving organization. It's not to say that everybody that works for the CDC is evil. I know some people that work for the CDC are perfectly wonderful people. That's not the point. The point is the agenda of that organization at the higher up levels is, in my definition, maybe yours too, just a wee bit evil. But they've done a good thing here. And we're going to sort of acknowledge them for that. It's time for a cannabis update.
Pass the tootsie on the left hand side. Pass the tootsie on the left hand side. It's time for fun.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Light it up at the CDC. What happened? Well, they've just recommended, new recommendation from the CDC. Doctors, hey, doctors, UMDs, stop testing patients for marijuana. That's right, you heard me right. The CDC has issued an edict. Please stop it. Now, you would think it's because of the changing views on the validity of cannabis as a medicine. No, 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 no. That's not it, my friends. It's not even because Elizabeth Warren retweeted and tweeted and said, hey, cannabis, CDC, you should open up and start looking at this stuff. No. According to these modified guidelines, the CDC advises that doctors stop testing patients for tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. Why? Because their tests suck.
No.
Our tests suck. Doesn't that sound like Liam Sheff? The tests suck. They don't work.
Well, I guess that's a legitimate reason to stop testing. Although, mm-hmm. I mean, how long have they been doing this? I mean, you're telling me, look,
yeah.
Are you telling me that they just now, after having this test for how long, mm-hmm. and testing for marijuana all this time, they just now figured out that the test sucks?
Yeah, it's not that they didn't know it, but somehow I guess finally it's coming full circle, and they don't want to admit that cannabis is good for you.
So, listen, if the test sucks that bad,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'd have to ask, how many people have gotten fined,
mm-hmm.
Jailed?
Fired from their jobs?
Record, fired? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are even gone to prison.
Right.
Over marijuana, and now we find out that the test sucks, and the CDC says, I don't bother doing it.
Yeah, a report by the Pain News Network noted that point-of-care urine drug screens have a history of producing false positive and false negative results for a variety of substances, including cannabis. They said in the past that 21% of positive results are false, and 21% of negative results are positive. Ay-yi-yi. I mean, I'm seeing lawsuits somewhere in here. Massive lawsuits for the people who have lost their jobs.
Listen, let's continue connecting the dots on this real quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How many children have been taken from families over
these tests? You're right. Medical kidnap as well.
Right? How many people who have tried to straighten their lives out, go into a parole thing, take a test, and they end up back in, come on.
Mm-hmm. Damn Skippy. And then we go back to the Sloan Foundation and find out they've been heavily involved in AIDS research, looking for a vaccine for AIDS, for HIV. The fact of the matter is, that test sucks worse than all of them. There is no HIV test. Every test is a potential false positive and a false negative because there's no standard. And when there's no standard, there's no science. Hello, Skepduck Bozos. Anybody home? Apparently not. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and the science that skepducks can't stand because it's coming from a humble homeopath with a bad attitude. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Brian Hooker coming up next, a PhD. And we're going to talk more about the movie Vaxxed, why it's not at the Tribeca Film Festival next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hashtag Robert De Niro still trending on Twitter because of the blacklisting, the banning, the censoring. What is it? I don't know. We're going to carry your show. We're going to show vax. Now we're not. Why? We've been covering many of the reasons why we perceive this has occurred. Perhaps it's because of the most dangerous man in all of PhD-dom. and he's brilliant. He's wise. He's compassionate. He also has a son who has been impacted by vaccine injury into the autism spectrum. And he's dug deeply in this and established a relationship with someone else at the CDC over very many years. Another PhD researcher by the name of William Thompson, who became known as the hashtag CDC whistleblower in the era of Twitter. That's what we call it. Now he's on with us again, a good friend of the program, good personal friend as well. Brian Hooker is back to let us know why vaxxed is so dangerous. It was withdrawn from, well, I say withdrawn, I can say, for lack of a better way, banned from the Tribeca Film Festival by Robert De Niro and company. Brian Hooker, welcome back, my friend.
It is so good to be with you, Robert. It's been too long.
It has been
way too long, and this is a very, very interesting development. To be on the show with you, I have never been in a banned film, but my first theory is, you know, my son is featured in the film as well, mm-hmm. and his cuteness alone has been banned in Russia, Cuba, and New Jersey, and so therefore I think it's my son's cuteness. Mm-hmm. He's just too overwhelmingly cute, but no, all kidding aside, it's horrendous. When medical information, you know, true medical information is stifled, it's horrendous when our First Amendment liberties are trampled on. Mm. And what's happened here is a travesty. And I do, you know, I've seen the movie. I have talked with Andy and Del and Polly, Tommy, the filmmakers, through the making of the movie, and I think it's just dynamite, and I wish that more people would see it, and you know, I do believe that God has all things under control, and
yes,
that ultimately this is going to lead to more publicity and hopefully more people seeing the movie vaxxed.
I agree, it will happen that way, and it is happening that way. This is being orchestrated from above. But Brian, I got to ask you, since you've seen the movie, because if I was to read just the mainstream rags about the movie vaxxed, I'm convinced this movie is about praising Andrew Wakefield and talking about his MMR study from 1998 and the fact that vaccines cause autism, and that's all it's about. And there's nothing else that's being talked about as far as what is this film really about. Now, you've seen it. Can you validate, confirm if the mainstream media is getting it right? What's in this film?
Well, as usual, the mainstream media is getting this absolutely wrong. The problem that's raised in the film is that you cannot trust vaccine safety, period, in the United States. You know, you have a whistleblower from the CDC who makes statements like, we've set autism research behind for the last 10 years. And when you make statements like that, it doesn't bear specifically on the MMR, it doesn't bear specifically on Tamiflu, it bears specifically on the entire vaccination program. And that's a bombshell. And it really should be a bombshell, and it really should be out there that this is a corrupted agency, and they cannot be trusted with vaccine safety, period. You know, Bill Thompson told me directly that vaccine safety, the last place that vaccine safety should be done in the United States was the CDC. And I think it's statements like that you know, you can pick apart. And the media has tried to make the story about Wakefield because he has been so slammed and so maligned and so marginalized in the media. And you can pick apart, you know, small issues regarding the vaccination program. Oh, Tamiflu. Oh, we debunked that. Oh, MMR. Oh, we debunked that. But it's so much bigger than that. And I can't crawl into the minds of Tribeca directors and anticipate, you know, what they saw. But when I look at it, it really sheds a huge question mark over the safety of every vaccination that's given in the United States.
Well, then we're left to speculate on the protection of revered institutions like the CDC, who cannot be questioned. If indeed this CDC whistleblower is to be believed, William Thompson, we've covered it many times over the last couple of years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, then it calls into question the institution. And so it isn't about Andy Wakefield. It isn't about his MMR publication of 1998 in The Lancet. It's about what this whistleblower at the CDC is bringing up in your discussion with him over, and you established a relationship or rapport over many years before he ultimately revealed the data and said this is where you need to look and admitted some things that were just quite shocking. Those the things that we've heard of the audio thus far without seeing the film.
Right, and the audio that you've heard is only four conversations out of over 40 separate telephone conversations that we had. I only recorded four of those phone conversations. And, you know, many, many things were disclosed in the other phone conversations. Many other things have been disclosed directly by Bill Thompson, not to me, but to Representative Bill Posey in Congress. And, you know, now there's footage of Bill Posey on, you know, the U.S. House of Representatives floor talking about how data were directly destroyed, how they hauled in a big trash can and to get rid of the information that implicated the MMR vaccine in autism in African Americans. And, you know, it's these things that are absolutely true. They absolutely did happen. And, you know, we have corroborating evidence to show that they did happen that I think just scare the crap out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And I do not want to see have this film see the light of day.
Which is why they don't criticize directly the CDC whistleblower, although occasionally they'll say, oh, that was debunked, and just kind of brush it off as if it's not real. But their main focus and target of ire is Andy Wakefield. Because that still sells. That meme has been embedded so deeply into the DNA of the mainstream media and those that listen to it that it's an easy out. They don't have to tackle the merits of the film. People that are saying this should not be shown anywhere haven't even seen the film. I mean, I imagine you can count on one or two hands the amount of people it's been shown to fully at this point. So how do they even know to ban it as if it has something that is really dangerous? But what is dangerous, in fact, is dangerous to institutions and religious worship of those medical or so-called quasi-scientific institutions of the higher variety as it is in our culture. Again, the CDC among them, perhaps the biggest one.
Right. And you know, even in the trailer, you have a very, very, and the trailer is extremely powerful. I think a lot of people saw the trailer and said, no, we cannot show this, because it shows basically a doctor, the Dr. Jim Sears, being shown the information for the first time, and then all of a sudden casting a shadow of doubt on the practices that he's relied upon, the CDC telling him to do in his, you know, specific pediatrician practice. And so, you know, that in itself was extremely powerful, and it's an extremely powerful part of the film. And it needs to happen, you know, more and more. And you know, the elites that are beyond Robert De Niro, you know, sure. Tribeca is its own corporation, it's its own industry. Tribeca is underwritten by foundations that, like the Sloan Foundation, that has direct ties with pharmaceutical companies like Merck. And so, you know, these entities stand to lose money if this film is distributed widespread and if word gets out. But we still need this change. We need to protect children, and we need to make sure that children, you know, if they have to be vaccinated, that there's open and transparency, and the vaccination program as safe as possible. And, you know, dragging along the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they are going to do everything that they can possibly do, including banning films, in order to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Well, in a culture of scientific integrity, of which does not apparently exist now in our research institutions, there would be open discussion and debate about everything. There is not something that you know is normally reacted to with this kind of vehemence and violence, almost, that the science is settled. Anybody who questions it is basically attacked like Copernicus in the early years of Copernicus. And that should be a clue to those of you to recognize that, you know, I just saw a meme, I think earlier today. It was a quote from Howard Zinn. It has a picture of stacked up skulls, you know, like a mass genocide had occurred. And it said, historically, the most terrible things, war, genocide, and slavery, have resulted not from disobedience, but from obedience. And what we're seeing here is mass-level obedience to the political, pharmaceutical establishment. And the third rail of let's say, medical politics is indeed the vaccination religion. I call it that because it's long since abandoned science as its guiding tenet. And now it has adopted this idea of a belief system, of a dogma that cannot and shall not be questioned, which is anything but scientific. And it should be patently offensive to anybody who has a PhD, much less anybody who has a brain cell that can still, you know, have functions of cognition available to it.
And I wish I didn't disagree with you. I wish I could point to something that said vaccines were safe and efficacious. And unfortunately, with the information that I've amassed, specifically around the CDC, who is charged with vaccination safety as well as vaccination uptake, which itself is a conflict of interest, and I do not, as a scientist, I do not have that confidence. And I think that, you know, calling it a religion is extremely appropriate, especially when you look at the religious fervor on the other side. You know, on the internet, you know, I've been attacked by trolls, you know, since the whole Tribeca thing came out, and it was revealed on March 21st that the movie was going to be shown. And I've been called a baby killer more times than, you know, I can imagine.
No, and Brian, I know you personally, and you have the sweetest heart, especially with your son. I mean, the great love that you have for him and the protection that you would want to afford him and all other children, it just oozes from your very being. And to those of you who haven't met Brian Hooker, you would get that immediately. We're going to talk to him more after the break about the movie Vaxxed, what you can do to support the distribution of it, whether Tribeca views it or not.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com.
greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, archives available through our syndicator here, GCN, the radio stations all over the land, and, of course, podcast sites, including UK Health Radio, Across the Pond, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and, of course, Talk Network as well as GCN. So we got a lot more to go, a little bit of time to do it in. Brian Hooker, our guest PhD researcher, as well as the dad of a vaccine-injured child into the autism spectrum. Got a lot of passion in this and a lot of intelligence and integrity in this as well, I know personally. And the movie is Vaxxed. It's been pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival by Robert De Niro and company, possibly because, likely because of the Sloan Foundation. Even Andy Wakefield acknowledged the pressure brought to bear by the Sloan Foundation in New York. We talk about their links to Big Pharma. They are Big Pharma in many ways, Big Vaccine as well. The question is, where do we go from here? What do we do now, Brian? Do we give up on the Tribeca? Do we still contact them, see if they maybe they'll air it anyway? What do you think?
I would not hesitate to contact Tribeca. And the best thing to do, and if you could put this up on your website, you just email them at editor@tribecafilm.com. Editor@tribecafilm.com.
Got it. All right. So, Super Don, we got to add that for those of you who want to send emails about that. There are also ways to contact the Sloan Foundation. Not that I'm holding my breath that they would do anything different, but there's another option, I guess.
No, the Sloan Foundation is absolutely wrong. And one of the things that's very disconcerting is they said that they had their own scientists view the film. If that is the case, then they viewed the film illegally. They weren't supposed to see the entire film. But if you go to www.sloan.org, then all the contact information for the Sloan Foundation is there, and the Sloan Foundation needs their, you know, they need to know that we have their number and that they were absolutely wrong and that mainstream science is the wrong science. And, you know, what they've done is essentially limited medical information that in effect is perpetrating, you know, one of the greatest crimes in humanity. And, you know, I can't emphasize that more. So, again, that's www.sloan.org.
Yeah, let them have it. And I don't know if I'd say even be polite. However you feel, just let them know how you feel. Because if you have a child that's been injured, you know what it's like. And, of course, all of those that are critiquing Brian Hooker and taking his name and running it through the mud, have them take care of your son. They wouldn't last a day with the kind of things you have to go through. If you know what it's like to have a healthy child and that child be taken away from you following vaccine administration. So this is a very big issue. It's not going well.
Be allowed to touch my son.
No, of course.
You know, neither way. But in addition to that, if I could mention, a lot of people have expressed interest in getting the film shown in their community. Mm-hmm. The distributor of the film is Cinema Libre, L-I-B-R-E. Cinema Libre. And if you contact, I don't have their website offhand, but if you just Google them, then you can contact Cinema Libre and say, look, I'm interested in the movie and I want it shown in my community. Then that's the type of information that they need. They need to know that there's widespread demand for this movie and people are clamoring to get this information in their hands.
Absolutely it is. And I want to remind folks that Congressman Posey has read this into the congressional record about the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, at least two times now that I've seen. So a Congress critter, whoever is yours, cannot claim ignorance of this issue. And there's no debunking. This is a very valid issue and a factual issue that's been submitted and read into the congressional record in addition to appearing and being discussed in depth, intensely, I'm sure, in the movie Vaxxed, which was, again, pulled
right
from the card there at Tribeca.
And I wouldn't hesitate to contact two key congressional officials. One is Mark Meadows, who is the chair for the subcommittee on government operations under government reform. He is a Republican congressman from North Carolina. He should be contacted and asked to subpoena the CDC whistleblower William Thompson and Jason Chaffetz. Also.
Jason Chaffetz, all right. I'm not holding my breath, but yeah, contact them, let them have it. Brian Hooker, my friend, you have an open door anytime we need to break some more news related to this or anything else. You know it. And I hope to be able to see you at Autism One and other conferences. We're working on that behind the scenes. Brian, my heart goes out to you. You know, big hugs from the Robert Scott Bell Show to you, my friend.
Back at you. I love you. And,
all right.
It's good to be on your show again. Thank you.
You got it. Back after the news with Advanced Medicine and Dr. Bittar, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.